Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And class, you've heard me say this before. I have some of the most wonderful friends whom I've never met. Really. Welcome, George, in New Hampshire.
Hi, Benny, and hi, Rick.
Hey, George.
I was talking about you, George.
I'm sorry. Vince.
I was talking about you when I said I have some of the most wonderful friends I've never met, and I was talking about you.
You know, I feel the same way about you and, you know, the faculty. The only thing I'm holding out for is, you know, an office with a southerly view over the chicken coop. That's all. When I come up with tenure, you know. So, anyway, dumb joke. Anyway,
George, I think I can actually pull that off for you, buddy. If you ever come out to Montana for a visit.
Well, what else are friends for, right, Rich?
That's right, George.
I'll tell you, Rich. If I could ask you this question, it just occurred to me that. In Montana, I heard when they were bringing in a lot of this New World Order, United Nations stuff, that they were using Montana as kind of like a test balloon, so to speak. Where I heard a lot of things were going on in Montana that it was more or less remote enough that it didn't make the mainstream media too much. But in other words, people were reporting that things were going on there that were like basically encroaching upon the people's rights. Could you kind of enlighten us a little bit on that, please?
Well, I remember hearing something about that, too. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, when you're a rural state, you can hide a lot of things. And I don't know, you know, I hear words. Us little people are behind the scenes, George. We get the lies and the propaganda. We don't get the real information. And, Vince, you know, regarding George's question, you mentioned about wars earlier. You know, a lot of the propaganda comes from the intelligence agencies, like especially the CIA and the military-industrial complex. And this is why we need a U.S. intranet controlled by the people. And I just want to, mention a few of these things that has happened throughout U.S. history to get us into wars. You know, like a main ship in 1898 was blown up to enter the Hispanic-American War. Same thing happened in Lusitania in 1915 to enter World War One. We all remember Pearl Harbor and how we pushed the Japanese economically to attack. And apparently we knew 10 days in advance, and the whole iron base that killed thousands of people never got the information. Same thing with the Bay of Tonkin in that supposed made-up North Vietnamese torpedo stunt, you know, that got us into Vietnam. Same thing with the Iraqis, what happened in Iraq, you know, remember the so-called destroying nurseries to invade Kuwait in 1991? And, of course, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq again in 2003 and 9/11, a lot of controversy around that to basically destroy our Constitution and get us into a war on terror, create a Patriot Act, and basically eliminate our rights. So, you know, George, I'll be honest with you. I hear a lot of stuff, and, you know, most of us in the alternative media, we all have our own connections, but it's really difficult to know what's true or not. And that's one of the reasons I try to shed light with a lot of these new media / alternative media articles to wake people up, to show how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. I hear rumors in a lot of places about a lot of things, about a lot of technologies, about a lot of surveillance, censorship, you know, terror cells in our country. I hear a lot of stuff. And I think the only thing we can do, George, instead of commenting on something we don't get 100% of accurate information on, is do everything in our that's possible to wake the people up and make people understand that we lost over 1 million combat soldiers for a lot of false flag wars, for a lot of, you know, benefits in wars started by our intelligence agencies and for the benefit of the military-industrial complex, where a lot of the aristocracy actually bought and paid for both sides of the war for their own personal benefit. So I think if we can eliminate censorship and surveillance from big tech and fix voter and election fraud, I think that would go a long way to eliminating all the plans of action being done nefariously by the people who have committed treason, espionage, and sedition against our country, so the little people, meaning us, could get the true information and say, hey, we don't want this, because the media and the powers that be are, you know, the State Department, everything. I mean, President Trump, he almost looks like he's by himself in the White House. I don't see a lot of support around him. And this is why I'm hoping these declassifications occur, because the power needs to go back to the people, like President Trump said. If we don't have power, every false flag, every hoax, piece of propaganda, it's all going to occur. And they're doing a really good job, as you know, George, dividing us amongst skin pigmentation, shades, genders, sexual orientation, religion, and it's only going to get worse if the little people does not control their own destiny and control a machine that's totally out of control.
But you, I think it's reached a stage that, and I think, Vincent, you'll agree with me, and Rich, I think you'll agree with me too on this, that we can talk about it till we're blue in the face. And I'm not saying you gentlemen are like the Paul Revere's or who are riding to say the British are coming during the Revolutionary War. You're wanting the people to rise up, take action, and stop it. Now, they did, and that's why we ended up with the country that we had. But with these wars that were purposely organized, the Japanese were purposely built up just for that purpose. The Germans were built up under Hitler, massive influx of monies, and he could take credit for it. And I'm not saying that they didn't utilize the money in ways that were to build up the society there, but also in ways that were also to, you know, diminish a lot of the humanity in the country. I'm saying that, in other words, the child's in the womb isn't even safe in the womb. In many instances, that womb is turning into a tomb. And the elderly are being euthanized. And what did they say? Our fathers and our grandfathers' sperm count was maybe two or three times higher than what it is now, where there's a silent agenda to a quiet war, as Deborah Tavares would say, to basically sterilize the population. And then you have people who are encouraged to do practices where every queer group, because that's what it is, it's queer, it's sick, it's deviant, all right? And if I can't say that out loud, and I know you gentlemen wouldn't stop me from saying, but in other words, that's twisting something where, like a priest said, you take the a part of the anatomy that's meant for regeneration, and they turn it around so that it's, it somehow connects with the part of the anatomy that's for defecation. And I'm not trying to be crude here, gentlemen, but I'm just saying is that this further destroys, adulterates the mind, the soul, the body, and it's so far seeping in that I'm just saying, in other words, it gets to the point where how is a young woman who's kept herself moral and takes care of herself and wants to have a family, and a young man who does the same and wants to find a young woman or a woman that he can have children with, and they find they're carrying sexually transmitted diseases that increasingly are defying the medical establishment from even curing and further destroying the reproductive system. So that basically, as the song goes, we're on the eve of destruction. And how much further can it go? I'll bet these planners that are trying to destroy the country can't even believe how docile, how quiet, and how easy it is for them to have brought about their agenda. And we're like deer in the headlights. And I'm not insulting anyone, but these wars tore apart families, the battle of the sexes that they played upon the selfishness of each side and encouraged a lot of use and abuse and resentment between the men and the women who basically, you know, they're the very soul of humanity. And what they're doing, they're being attacked on every front, is, you know, Vincent, you know, Rich. And we've been talking about it to the face, but just the fact that a place like Mambla, the Man and Boy Love Association, could even exist and have a storefront is just incomprehensible. And they want there to be a war, but they want this country to be so far down. It's like the communists would always be. They'd massively build up a military, and they would not attack until they knew for sure they were 99% sure of winning.
Mm-hmm. Well, George, we've talked about a lot of these things. You know, I've spent hours, days over the years talking about ideas and solutions. I've mentioned about the estrogen mimickers that's in our plastics and our food. You know, I've talked about fluoride basically making women sterile and making everybody else docile. I'm mentioning these terms and these words because you had mentioned them just in the last few minutes. I talked about the immune stimulation or stimulants versus immune suppressants, you know, and MSGs and all the synthetic, artificial, refined, processed foods that are out there, the lack of antioxidants, how our immune system is being attacked. You know, we've talked about a lot of this stuff over the years, and that's why we talk about avoiding GMO and going organic, and we've talked about gardening and raising animals and hunting and fishing and all this stuff. So we try to give a lot of ideas and solutions, but what I'm hearing, and not so much in Montana, but I'm hearing this when I talk to other people around the country, a lot of young ladies, because Montana probably is the number one state for testosterone, but, and I can't prove that, but when I look at, when I talk to young women, young women are saying they don't even want to get married anymore because they feel in a few years when they're ready to marry, half of the men are going to be transgender. Now, that's very disturbing. And with all the estrogen mimickers in our food, water, and storage, I believe it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. George, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. OffGridMontana.com. George in New Hampshire's with us. USA Prepares instructor, and I wanted to mention, George, something quite uncanny, because I was going to play today The Eve of Destruction. It's a protest song. It was written by P.F. Sloan, S-L-O-A-N, in the mid-1964 year, and it's been recorded by several artists, but best known by Barry McGuire. It describes social issues of the 1960s, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the draft, the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, the space program, what was happening in the Middle East, nuclear war. And some radio stations decided that they didn't want to play it because, well, it seemed like it was aiding the enemy in the Vietnam conflict. So I was going to copy that to the hard drive and play it today. And it's quite fascinating to me, George, that you and I are thinking of the same thing, but I decided not to play it, and I'll tell you why. I didn't want to take the 3 minutes away from Rich Sheban to play that. So I'll play it another time. But that was really, really high on my list of things that we needed to share. And There is a Netflix video that you should consider watching, and I don't know what it's called, but it's about the Vietnam War, and it's on Netflix right now. It's a documentary, and you will see how we have been lied to and to get us into the Vietnam War, and how the United States government corporation lied to us about the atrocities, lied to us about how many of our men were being slaughtered and killed in Vietnam, and how we weren't told that it was so difficult for us to figure out who was who because our enemy looked just like our friends. So the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese looked like the South Vietnamese. And we had a great difficulty trying to figure out who was our enemy and who wasn't. It was an awful time in the United States. And I asked a U.S. general who was on the air with me, General Vallee, exactly why were we there? Because I don't know. And you know what? I believe he had a difficult time explaining why we were there too. So people who are baby boomers who would have been there, and my draft number was over 200, and I was in school, so I was not drafted. But if I were, I don't know if I would have gone. I don't know. Because I didn't know what it was about. It was not like our country being attacked, whether we were provoked into being attacked or not. But Germany declared war on the United States, and Japan attacked us in what we were told was a surprise attack. So my uncles, every one of them who was able to serve, served, every single one of them. And they all came back damaged, every single one, because war is really awful. Can you imagine sitting in your front yard and there are bombs going off all around you, or bullets being fired at you, or being on a troop ship in the Pacific and kamikaze airplanes are strafing you and using the one bomb that they have to drop it down the smokestack of that ship. And then when that was all done, dive bombing into the area of the ship that would do the most damage and take it down. And then men jumping into the ocean with nowhere to go because the ship was on fire. And so were the other ships all around. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what war is like. It's awful. And it's also a racket. So, George, I wanted to thank you for that.
May I say, I can concur with you, Benson, many times, and I'm sure Rich will agree, many times I'd wake up in the morning or the night before and I'd think of something, and it'd be almost like I was on the same wavelength where I was getting the same transmission you were, because invariably you would talk about it the next day or that week. And I hear the music, and may I hang on just a little bit longer?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
And class, the average age of the three instructors you have now is probably pretty close to 66. Think about that. Think about that. What are you guys going to do in the future when we all decide that...
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he attends a NATO summit in London, President Trump making news on several fronts in recent hours.
Stocks have been lower on Wall Street after he told reporters that he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. He also says NATO is getting much stronger these days, and he says his leadership is one reason why.
NATO, which was really heading in the wrong direction 3 years ago, was heading down. If you look at a graph, it was to a point where I don't think they could have gone on much longer. Now it's actually very strong and getting stronger.
A winter storm continues to slam the Northeast in New England, with New York getting about 8 inches of snow today, more than that up in New England, and there's already a foot on the ground there. The U.S. House Intelligence Panel's impeachment report will be released to the public later today, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds straight.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us off grid Montana. George is with us in New Hampshire. George, you had mentioned that we're like the Paul Revere's of our day. But the advantage that Paul Revere had was that about 3% of the people who were living in the country at the time were actually listening and paying attention. We can't get 3% of the people to pay attention now. That's the difference.
Vincent, just before the break, you said something mm-hmm. about the average age, and I didn't catch all of it. Could you please repeat that statistic, if you could?
Well, I okay. Monday, when we were on with Norm Shealy, Sonny Skidmore was on as an instructor, Norm Shealy and I, and the average age was 81.6 years old of the three instructors. Today, the average age of the instructors is, mid-60s, at least, I think.
I'm 66.
Me probably being...
You're 67,
okay, I'm
60, right?
I'm 68 now. And, Rich, how about you?
I'm 59, but I'm planning on holding on to 59 for about another 25 years, just FYI.
Yeah.
You know what it is, guys, and we talked about this, it's the lack of information. It's just like the video I sent Vince George a few days ago about a millennial who didn't know how to use a can opener. Technology is not only killing us, but we're losing skill sets because we're not getting the proper information. All the information that's getting out there is going against us. Let me just share a couple articles with you. 300 Trump ads taken down by YouTube, no reason given. California DMV basically hijacks and makes $50 million per year selling your personal information. Lisa Page bemoans Trump's attacks in an interview, but it was never mentioned that she texts with her lover, Strzok, basically to try to eliminate the presidency and eliminate what the people voted for. You know, it's information, folks. The people who need the information isn't getting accurate information because the mentor-protege relationship is gone. And the powers that be have an addiction to power, money, and control. And they don't want prosperity. They don't want equality. They want to lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting a job and keeping a job. And you were talking about the division earlier, George, between males and females. You can't even use those terms anymore because you're a bigot, racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, or skin pigmentation shades, or religion, or sexual orientation. You know, it's because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations in a country that was built on capitalism, you eliminate the appreciation, the legitimacy, the value, and the dignity of work. Okay, when a country, and pardon my economic 101 appreciation, 70% of our GDP growth is measured by consumption. Well, when work no longer has value or dignity or legitimacy because you get a job now based on what group you're in, like skin pigmentation, shade, gender you identify as, sexual orientation, etc., and hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter. And that's why I mentioned that one article about how males are, life expectancy in America is going down because males are committing suicide at such a high rate, including white working class males, which is the biggest subset. So when people can no longer control their own destiny because we're not getting the information and if we don't get the information and we can't use that information to better our lives through work, then there's no hope, and that's where we're at. We need to go back to the information. We need to have a U.S. intranet controlled by the people and not by our spy agencies, not by China, not by the EU. That's what we need. We need to, I'm telling you right now, we can talk and beat Paul Revere's all day long. If we don't eliminate big tech surveillance and censorship and eliminate voter and election fraud, we might as well hang up the phone now. Because without those two, we will lose our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and everything the million-plus combat soldiers died for through fraudulent false flags to keep our freedoms and liberties. Because if we don't do that, it's all gone. All of it.
You talked about big tech spying. So Fox New York has an article. And Bank banks are now using your transactions, the ones that you use with your credit cards, to monitor you and promote products just the way Google has been and Facebook has been. So now the banks, who have even more information about you, what you buy. So if you think that you can go to Las Vegas, use your credit card and have it be secret, they can't. You can't, because they know. And banks used to be very, very protective of the data of where you go, what you buy. No longer. So banks are working with retailers in order to suggest to you what you should buy. So, for example, if you go to Starbucks, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they know that. They know that. Why don't they advertise for you to go the days that you don't go to Starbucks and have you go 7 days a week instead of just 3 days a week? And they know where you eat. They know if you charge that purchase at McDonald's or Burger King, or whether you go to Victoria's Secret, even though she doesn't have any secrets. They know a lot about you, and now banks are using that information to sell you more. And who are they? Well, that would be Wells Fargo, Chase, as well as other banks. So it's not really discussed at this point, but I know it's absolutely true, because in 1985, when I worked for one of the largest credit card banks in the country, building computer systems for them, the vice president of marketing came into the president's office when I was giving the president an update as to a system I was building. And he was talking about segregating the groups of customers. You know, those who want points, those who are frugal, those who want free miles for flying and so forth. Those who don't care, those who have so much money they don't know what to do with. Segregating those groups and targeting them with ads. Because why? We knew what they bought and we knew when they bought it in 1985. So I think that we are in for a rough ride if you want privacy. And the only way I think you're going to get some privacy is to do what I did. That is to grow a beard, look disheveled, and when they say smile for your license picture, you puff out your face like you're blowing a trombone. You've got Band-Aids all over your face. Uh-huh. And you wear a turtleneck sweater. You comb your hair down over your forehead as best you can. And you close your eyes and squint and shape your face so it is, so it looks like you're paralyzed on half. Now, who do we know that might have done that? Jeez. I'm thinking, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. And if we didn't have trolls, I could show you some pictures like that. I could show you. So think about that, class. You want to be proud and get that beautiful picture that you can show your friends on your license? Or do you want to, that's going to go into the database for facial recognition? Or do you want one that's going to look like you're a hillbilly and homeless at the same time? And when people ask me, what have you done? Well, I was doing some research. I was doing research to figure out if people who looked homeless were treated differently from people who didn't look homeless. And I was doing a research project to see if it, firsthand, I didn't want to read about it, I want to try it. And I'll tell you what, those of us who look homeless get treated differently. And I was so ashamed of how I looked after I saw my license picture that I immediately shaved off all that stuff that I had on my face. It was terrible. But now I need to get a sombrero and walk around.
I'll give you a tip that some friends of mine, you know, Phil Hudock and Pastor Butch Pogg, they're good friends. When they made in West Virginia the provision that a cross-dressing transvestite could go in and have a picture taken, well, that opened up the door. So I know Butch is a part Cherokee, and I don't know about Phil. I can't speak, but I think he might have some Native American blood in him, too. Well, they showed up in full Native American dress, and Pastor Butch had his wife put some reflective makeup paint just under his eyes, so when the picture flashed, it distorted the actual retina and the actual eye, because he felt that, you know, that's your uniqueness that they're stealing. And then they're giving it overseas to Interpol and all else, far beyond the borders and the confines of where you're getting your driver's license. One thing, Rich, I don't know if you've heard, but Vincent had Phil Udock, who they went to arbitration against the government after going through all the court system. They have come up with Peace Treaty 2020 that will revert to us the status of almost like diplomats, where we'll be immune from the corporatocracy that we find ourselves in, and we'll be like the Native Americans, that basically a treaty will be made that and you can opt in until December 25th. And then he's going to Washington. He served all the way up through the Supreme Court, the President, Speaker of the House, so on and so forth, all the way up. And in arbitration, they won. So now there's going to be a settlement. And you may not even be able to pay taxes on your properties, because you'll opt out of that whole, you'll be restored to what the original founders of the Constitution and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights gave us. And that has been incrementally stolen from us. But check it out at Phil Udock, Hudok.info. And
yeah, that's
you might want to opt into that.
Hudok.info, Hudok.info. And about the war paint, I didn't do that, but what happened to me was I thought I had something on my face that needed a big Band-Aid, and I thought I needed to put iodine on there to heal whatever it was that I might have thought I had. And so this iodine was bleeding through the Band-Aid, and so that was, that was just over my eyebrows. And I did not have reflective paint, but that darn flash, the gal remembered me from 6 years ago. She said, Vincent, you have to keep your eyes open. You have to keep your eyes open. And I said, look, that flash, just the thought of it makes me squint and close my eyes. I can't help it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I want to try something that should never be done. And we've got George in New Hampshire. He's been with us for 45 minutes, 35 seconds. We've got Kyle in Montana, 14 minutes, and Robert in Kansas. I'm going to see if I can put more than one call on the air at a time. So if I lose anybody, my apologies. Okay, we've got George, Kyle. I can't. Oh, okay. Okay.
If you want, Vincent, to make it easy, if you want me to drop off, I think I've warmed, Rich and I have warmed up the audience enough for Kyle to come in now.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And George, hey, I just want to tell you, buddy, if you still want that view of the chicken coop, I can supply the porch, the chewing tobacco, and the banjo if you come out to Montana.
Do you make it awfully tempting, Rich? I'll believe I'm going to consider that. Don't be surprised if I take you up on that offer.
George, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. God bless. Take care, gentlemen.
Kyle, welcome. Thanks for being on hold.
You bet. No problem. You know, Rich, I tend in my own personality to be I boil stuff down as far as I think it can go so that it actually ends up becoming a simple answer. And I don't think there's no possible way we're going to stop the surveillance state. It's not going to happen. We're not going to stop the people trying to take our freedom away. The reality is we are headed for a revolution. And one of the protocols of Zion that Vince mentioned there was a strong, or I can't remember exactly the term, but basically a forceful put down of any resistance. That's coming. And so in my opinion, folks, like Rich has said over and over and over again, you better get to some place where you can grow your own food, where you have people you can trust a little bit. Anyway, something that's along the same lines of that think like you. And one hopeful note here, Vince, is that there is other websites, Patriot Nurse, a few other little ones like that, where young guys have been talking. I think if they try to take the guns, we're going to find out. I think we'll have 3%, but the problem we're going to end up with that I perceive happening is in the North-South Civil War, last time you had defined lines. Here you don't. They're all over the country. And I'm afraid that it's going to devolve quickly into a race war, because that is what's going to, that's going to be the only thing people can see that they're going to use as a determining factor over whether or not you're liberal or conservative. That's my opinion.
So, hold on one second, Rich, please. Let me just share with you a paraphrase from some hunters around here in Missouri. Hunters will say, well, shoot, hunting season's coming up. It's going to be here next week. I better get me a box of shells. Now, class, think about that. So it's one thing to have a rifle, pistol, shotgun. It's another thing to have the ammunition for it. So don't be like the hunters around here and get you a box of shells, and that's 50, you know, the week of, or the day before hunting season. You need to have your ammo. You need to have your scopes sighted in. You need to know how to use those tools before you can't get them anymore. Any comments, Kyle?
I agree completely, Vince. The you know, around here, it's I find that almost stunning, because it is so countercultural to what's around here. I was visiting a guy that I didn't even know hardly had any guns at all. And here he was sitting on an AR-15 with 2,000 rounds of ammunition, and he's not prepared anything other than that. I mean, he was awake enough to be able to see that they're thinking, and he had like 8 clips. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked that anybody like him, you know what I mean, would even be, but he was awake enough to at least be able to see that.
We need to do a broadcast, Kyle, and some of the other instructors, George, Rich, and talk about what tools would be nice to have, and do you need a scope for those tools? What do you need those cheese graters on the front, or are you okay with iron sights? Let's do that coming up in the next
you
few
bet.
Weeks, if that's
I
okay.
I would love to.
Okay. Let me chime in real quick here because we only have a few seconds left.
Yeah.
You know, I realize, Kyle, everything is unsustainable. I know things don't look good. I know things will change in the next several years. Most people will agree with that. But I believe that one of the major reasons we are doing what we do on national radio is because we're trying to wake people up. We're trying to give ideas and solutions. We're trying to discuss these things with the people in the hierarchy, so maybe we can have public forums. Maybe we can create ideas that benefit the people without a civil war. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you make it, Rich. I really do.
Kyle, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Robert, we're out of time. Any 10-second comments?
No, you old guys have a good day, okay?
See ya. Yeah, thank you. Well, we old guys.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.